You may have heard of the term good agricultural practices. In the context of produce and food safety, fruit and vegetable growers and packers voluntarily participate in audits conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. These audits verify that fruits and veggies are produced, packed, handled, and stored as safely as possible to minimize the risk of microbial food safety hazards. Last year, USDA, through its Agricultural Marketing Service, rolled out a program that builds upon the individual Good Agricultural Practices, or GAP, and expands it to groups.
USDA has been a great partner. We've been part of the Group GAP pilot for the last 2 years, helping them to actually develop the program, and they've been very receptive to our feedback.
Phil Britton serves as the Group GAP coordinator for Cherry Capital Foods, a farm-to-table food distribution company located in northern Michigan. His company joined partners in the retail sector and Michigan State University to conduct a Group GAP program in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
The way it works is a group of farmers work together with administrating body, food hub, grower co-op, or the buyer, and the group performs internal audits on each of the farms where the USDA then audits a sample of all the farms and then also audits the group's procedures at the administrative level, quality management system level, and issues a certification to the entire group.
Britton says Group GAP essentially makes this form of food safety certification available to small and mid-sized farmers by allowing group members to pool their resources to implement food safety training programs and share certification costs.
There's a lot more opportunities for education on their end. One of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've received from the farmers that I've worked with is that they wouldn't have been able to go through the certification process if they weren't a part of a group. That group camaraderie and mutual support was very instrumental in them actually getting to a point of certification.
In addition, Group GAP offers market opportunities for small and mid-sized farmers as well. Using an example from his state.
In Michigan, we have something called the Michigan Good Food Charter. One of the aims of that charter is for Michigan institutions like hospitals, schools, universities, source 20% of their produce from Michigan sources by the year 2020. And one of the barriers to that is that these institutions will require some level of food safety certification from their suppliers, and we just don't have the supply in Michigan to meet that demand yet. So we saw Group GAP as a good opportunity to help bring more small and mid-sized farmers into the patient fold that we can then aggregate and get that food into larger.
In Britton's opinion, Group GAP adds a greater emphasis on the culture of food safety among all stakeholders in the entire food supply chain.
That's been a major benefit of Group GAP for sure.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.